Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Well, there's something to this yoga, because yoga gives you strength, flexibility, mind-body awareness. It's a great activity if you're trying to rid yourself of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or heart disease. We have got to get into a yoga pose this morning, and we are going to do it with North Carolina Yoga Girl. She's on Instagram at North Carolina _ Yoga Girl. 140,000 followers, 31-year-old mom. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Megan Lawing.
Hi.
So 6 years ago, what made you say, you know what, I'm going to get into a yoga pose today, and then you did it the next day and the next day? Was it yoga classes? What was it?
Instagram has a lot of yoga challenges. My sister introduced me to it. It was an acro yoga challenge, which is a combination of acrobatics and yoga. You have to have two people to do it, so she would use me as her partner. And I enjoyed doing yoga with her, so I downloaded an app to my phone, a yoga app. Also would look up like yoga videos on YouTube.
YouTube is the university, isn't it?
It is. Because I have a home practice, so I never went to actual yoga classes to actually learn. I kind of got started through Instagram and yoga apps, YouTube.
Okay, so all we have to do is go to YouTube, kind of get inspired, and follow Megan, Megan Lawing, L-A-W-I-N-G. She is on Instagram at North Carolina _ Yoga Girl.
Yes.
Got to put that underscore there.
Yes.
Yeah. I like how you got North Carolina in there.
Oh, thank you.
You're a North Carolina girl.
I am. Born and raised.
Were you a cheerleader? I'm going to dig. Were you a cheerleader in school?
That no.
Made you, were you born like this?
No, that was the thing. I was so inflexible when I started. I actually played basketball and volleyball in school. Yeah, I had never practiced yoga a day in my life until my sister introduced me to it through acro yoga.
Is sis still doing her thing?
No, actually. She actually stopped, but I haven't stopped doing it for the past 6 years. It kind of stuck.
You have a home practice. So in the morning when you get up, mm-hmm. We want to know what you eat. Share with them what you told me you ate. I'm like, she ate a bagel.
Yes, I had an everything bagel with some Canadian bacon and scrambled eggs and some cheese. Been working on what I eat. I used to eat Pop-Tarts for breakfast every day. So no worries if you're not there with finding something to eat for breakfast.
Do you juice a lot? Do you do protein shakes?
I do protein shakes every day. I've been trying to up my protein because it gives you more energy throughout your day and your workouts. So I've been trying to watch my protein intake. I don't really juice. I just drink lots of water. I try to drink a gallon of water a day. So,
are you one of the people who carry around the gallon?
No.
You know, there's people that carry around a gallon jug. I'm like, wow.
They're so big. I'm like, I might as well be carrying around like an igloo cooler. They're so huge.
They tell us when we get a massage to drink a lot of water. I guess it's when you move a lot of bones and tissue around, which you're doing with yoga. You have to replenish the body.
Yes. I'm sure it's different with if you're not working out, you're not sweating it out. So a gallon every day. I do. And it seems to help and give you energy. I don't need as much caffeine as I used to need.
Have you ever competed?
It's just the Instagram challenges. And I'm very competitive anyways. So I think that is what kind of, it's a lot of my drive, I believe.
You have two kids. Mm-hmm. We won't mention their names, but you can if you want to.
Yeah.
You're a good example to them to get up and move.
Yeah, they like to get up and do stuff with me. I just actually finished a workout room in our house. We try to go up there like once a day to get some activity in because they're homeschooled.
I would imagine that you haven't had diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or heart disease.
No.
But what in your life did you realize this has changed my life and I like the way I feel about it?
It's made me feel more flexible overall in the day-to-day. I don't really struggle with any back pain, or I usually feel good every day. Just like the strength aspects to it as well, because I feel much stronger. Yeah.
31 years old, so you haven't had any aches or pains when you wake up in the morning. But you wouldn't know it because you're using, you're limber. And I think that's part of staying youthful as you get older is you got to keep moving the body.
Yeah, definitely. Some people my age do come to me saying that they're struggling with some pains in different areas, and I'm able to give them some different poses or different tips, you know, to share with them.
Okay, so you have to give Miss Francine some tips today. I can say that most people have back issues, right?
Right.
Mine is back, but it's more so hips.
Mm-hmm.
And if the back and the hips aren't aligned, guess what? You're walking like you're not aligned.
Yes.
I bet you can look at the way somebody walks and tell if they're in good shape.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's actually the most common thing people come to you about is hips and back. I can share some tips with you.
Give us some tips because I'm just trying to sit Indian style without looking like I'm straining, right? Straining to get in the position. I bet you look so at ease when you sit Indian style.
I've had to work on my flexibility in back bends and hips. Like, I struggle with those. So, I mean, a bunch of the poses take a lot of work. Some of the stuff is easier to do, but I like to just sit in some of the ones and just hold the ones that hurt and just stay there for a little while. Just to let your body just breathe in and out into the poses.
Because it hasn't been in that position.
Right.
So it's like, oh, no, don't do that. And then you stop.
Yeah.
But really, you should push forward. Unless it's just
pain. Yeah, if there's pain, I always say stop. There's a difference between, like, bad pain and pain that's just felt from, like, stretching your body.
I like how you were honest and said that flexibility was your challenge because that gives us hope.
Oh, yeah. Like, I couldn't get into a forward fold whenever I first started. Like, I couldn't touch the floor. I was not flexible at all. My son's the same way. They always say kids are so flexible, but he is not. And so I'm like, I think that was me as a kid because I definitely was not flexible when I started.
Have you seen other people in this yoga world who were a little heavier and then they made this yoga a practice?
Oh, yeah.
And they look so much better now.
Yeah, definitely. There's all styles of yoga that you can practice. And I guess it just depends on which kind you decide to go with, but some of them can give you more of a workout to where you're getting like your cardio in. There's lots of different things that yoga can benefit, and weight loss can be one of them.
We like the weight loss part,
right?
And then it makes our bones stronger, it makes us look stronger, and then our stance is strong. Remember how mom used to say, sit up.
I will never forget mom always telling me that on the bleachers in high school, sit with your shoulders back.
Right. You know my new saying now, boobs out, stomach in.
Yeah.
Right? Because that'll put you in the right position.
It will.
Because we do this. We curve the back.
Yes.
And if we keep doing that, it'll stay like that.
Yes. So I try to think about that a lot. But whenever you're stretching out and your body is getting used to the stretches, sometimes it just feels more natural. Like, it doesn't feel like I'm forcing it quite as much to stay in a good position on your day-to-day life. Like a good seated position with your shoulders back. It just comes more natural.
Right. Or put a little sign on your computer screen saying, sit up.
You go. Right. Yeah, post-it note.
If you're just not tuning in, we have her here. It's Megan Lawing. It's L-A-W-I-N-G. And she is 31 years old. She's a mom. She's a wife. She's been practicing yoga for 6 years. And I think she's going to make a lifetime out of this. You can follow her on Instagram at @North_Carolina_YogaGirl. I love your photography on Instagram. Wow.
Thank you.
I thought you had a photographer doing everything.
No. Actually, it's kind of what started it to begin with, too. I really liked photography. I would take pictures for people before I ever started a yoga account. So I was able to kind of express my creativity of, like, photography and then blend that with, like, my new yoga passion. And so I started taking my own pictures, or my sisters would take pictures, and it was kind of something we did for fun. My husband and I would go out and take pictures on a Sunday afternoon, different things, and it was more of a fun thing to do.
So I'm looking up your North_Carolina_YogaGirl, and we're going to go over these poses, and you tell me what was on your mind when you did this, because these are amazing photos. So go right now. It's North_Carolina_YogaGirl. The one that really caught my eye was this one.
Yes.
Well, that one, where you're bending over. But there was another one. I think there were train tracks involved.
Yes.
Look at that.
That one you can get some heat for if it's not a inactive track. So I don't recommend taking pictures on train tracks.
Please don't do this at home or outside.
No, but that one was not an active track. So,
Yeah, don't
just
go
to clarify.
On half the track. Yeah. And just this one where you're standing on one foot and you have the other foot right by your ear. It's like a mid-air split.
Yeah, that's dancer pose. That's actually like my favorite yoga pose of all.
Dancer pose. Okay.
Yeah. That's the one I always wanted to be able to achieve.
But look at this one. You know, it looks like you're going into a flip, a backflip, but you're just standing on two hands. And it looks so eloquent. Have you ever been a ballerina?
No, I have never been a ballerina.
You're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Look at these poses. So what kind of mental stage do you have to be in before you do these poses, especially for photos? Do you do a prayer? Is it a good luck thing, you know, routine that you do?
It was always something fun to do. So you kind of just get pumped up. Like my sister will be like, hey, do you want to go take pictures? Because now with five kids between the two of us, it gets a little more difficult. I don't know. I just kind of get pumped to go do it because it's fun. Unless it's snowing, that's the one I really have to get myself like pumped up for. Because sometimes we go take pictures out in the snow and it is so cold. So I guess that would be my little thing I do. I do warm up a little bit before I take the pictures.
Explain this one to me. I don't even know how to explain it.
See, some of these are not actual yoga poses. Some of these are just for fun. I get a lot of my inspiration from yoga Instagrammers. Sometimes I just try to do some of the poses they do and see how it turns out. Yeah. And some of them are better than others.
Have you ever done the pole? I remember taking pole classes and it's like, I need to go work out before I go to pole class. Because that upper body strength that you need is insane. Wow. If you're just now tuning in, we got a new best friend. She's 31 years old. She's a mom. She's a wife. She's been practicing yoga for 6 years and it is a practice.
Yes.
It's Megan Lawing. Before you leave out today, tell me what yoga style you like and what yoga style that you would recommend for a beginner.
I like a vinyasa flow. You basically flow through different poses. There's different levels. You can go to different classes. But if you're a beginner, I would go to a beginner vinyasa flow. Don't do like hot yoga or something like that. Because, I've been practicing for 6 years and went to a hot yoga class last week. And I like hung out in child's pose for a while. Because just adding the heat to the practice is crazy how much it'll change. If you're not comfortable going to a class, you could always just look up, like I did, a YouTube video on beginner yoga or stick with maybe a 20 to 30 minute flow instead of doing the whole hour. There's a lot of resources through yoga apps as well that you can look up different videos on different classes.
Is there a yoga app that you would say, hey, go get that yoga app versus that yoga app? Because, we can have all these apps on our phone taking up the space.
Right. I'm sponsored by Aloe Yoga and they actually have a yoga app called Aloe Moves. So that one has a ton of different videos, of different styles. There's so much there that you could choose from.
How do you spell aloe?
A-L-O. Supposed to represent air, land, and ocean.
Oh, that's so cool. Did you have to go out and get sponsors or did they say, hey?
At the beginning of my practice, I decided to start my Instagram account and I would participate in challenges. And that's how I met a lot of friends as well. Is because if you're participating in like the same yoga challenge, sometimes you go to each other's page and like comment back and forth on how they're doing in the challenge. And so I met a lot of friends that way, like internet friends, which some became real life friends. Yeah, I started doing that and my following started to grow. And so different clothing companies would start to ask if I wanted to wear some of their clothing on my page to kind of promote their clothing brands. And so before even a year in of having my Instagram account, one specific company, which was Aloe, contacted me and asked if I wanted to be one of their exclusives, which is where I only wear Aloe on my page. I've been in a contract with them for quite a few years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So give us a little advice. I know you're not an attorney, but there's a lot of scams going on, right?
Yeah.
And folks will reach out to you. Oh, you can be a brand ambassador for us, but you have to buy the clothes. And
you're
like, nah, wait a minute. No, I shouldn't have to buy the clothes.
Right. I know some of them are legit, but this company, actually, to have phone conversation, meet in person, I knew they were legit. They actually flew me somewhere to talk to them.
That's good.
To enter into the contract. So, yeah.
So, and then listen to your gut.
Oh, yeah. And which this was, it was really awesome anyways that happened because I had quit my job to stay at home with my son.
Yeah.
right after that is when I started practicing yoga. And so it honestly turned into an income for me, for my family, by doing something that I actually love to do. So that was really cool.
So we're not going to get into your bank account, but just overall view of how much money you can make on the low end,
mm-hmm.
and how much money can you, you know, anticipate making in the future?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people base that off followers, obviously, the amount of followers. And you can charge per post. Like if I advertise for other things other than clothes, I can do that. And you can charge a specific amount for your posts. And that's kind of whatever you feel comfortable with. I mean, if you don't want to do a whole lot of advertising on your page, you might have a higher amount. If you're more of somebody that's wanting to make more money through smaller ones or whatever, you can advertise as much as you want. But sometimes when it's all advertising, you can make between, I'll say, $0 up into sometimes $500.
Zero to $500 per post? Woo! But we have to tell people, disclosure, it depends on the company. It depends on how much you agree to do it for.
You set your own amount. You don't want to get sick of what you're doing. And if somebody is really wanting to use you, they're going to pay. So,
because they pay it in advertising anyway.
They do.
They would pay $500,000 or $1 million or up.
Yeah.
To advertise on the radio and TV.
Yeah. So if somebody has a higher following, I mean, they'll pay.
Got it.
To advertise.
Wow. You have 140,000 followers. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So, thank you for being honest about how much money we can make. Thank you for being honest about your journey.
Yes.
Where do you want to be in 5 years? I swear I'm going to let you go. Where do you want to be in 5 years?
In five
National
years.
National TV, or do you like your safe space?
Oh.
Where you're protecting your family, you're
right.
Controlling most of, because, you know.
I know, because in 5 years, like right now, it's hard for me to do a whole lot of things with young kids. And so, and being a stay-at-home mom as well. And someone who helps my husband run his business. There's a lot of stuff that it's hard for me to drop everything and go. In 5 years, I definitely could see myself setting higher dreams, goals
right.
for the future. But I haven't really sat down and wrote those out yet.
I can definitely see. I'm speaking into your future. I can see you publishing a coffee book, right? A coffee table book with just poses.
I will receive that.
And some real positive affirmation at the end, real quick, right? It could give us inspiration.
Yeah, definitely. I've been working on a fitness app with my friend. Together, we want to kind of inspire people to get healthier through physical fitness, through spiritual fitness. And she kind of does like more of the spiritual fitness side of the challenges or the actual app or the Instagram page. I kind of do more of the physical challenges. But yeah, we like to weave that together because they're both really important to both of us. I know like a lot of yoga stuff has to do with the spiritual, but when it comes to spiritual for me, I kind of just like to have daily time with God, you know? And that kind of keeps me sane too. So I wouldn't say that just yoga is what like keeps me going, because every day I definitely have some time that I sit down and like read, pray, talk to God.
Read, pray, stretch.
Yes.
Read, pray, stretch.
There we go. Eat, pray, love. Read, pray, stretch.
You are as sweet as pie. I want to thank our fabulous one introducing us, Grace Lynch.
Yes,
she's
Grace,
a
I love
cheerleader
Grace.
For everyone.
She is. I love Grace. She's so sweet.
She's so sweet. I'm sure you.
She is.
She is. Thank you so much. All right, follow Megan Lawing on Instagram. It's at @North_Carolina_yoga_girl. And we have come to the end of the show. I am your hostess of the mostest, Francie Marie. Hopefully you found something within this 1 hour that you could relate to. What do you got planned for the weekend? Hopefully it's something good. I'll meet you back here next weekend, same time, same station. Until we meet, darling, I want you to have a good week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now.
See you next week. Pop, pop, it's showtime. 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 Guess who's back again? Oh, they don't know. Downtown. Oh, they don't know. Downtown. I bet they know as soon as we walk in. Shut up. I'm wearing Cuban links. Yeah. Designer mix. Yeah. Inglewood's finest shoes. Woo-woo. Don't look too hard. Might hurt yourself. Known to get the color red, the blue. Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.